Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IMA on April 4 regarding Michael Healy, H-E-L-E-Y. Michael Healy is a 30-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10-26-20, where he was pulling up nail down wood and felt an instant pop in his neck and upper back. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not have any surgery. Period, he is eager to participate in additional therapy and have a follow-up for his MRI with Dr. McCoy. Period, he did reveal that at some point he injured his lower back in the past, resulting in two herniated discs. Period, this was the result of a work incident. Period, he is moving out of state on April 1 of 2022. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Healy alleged he was removing boards from a rotted deck and injured his neck and back. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 3-2-21. Period. He had x-rays of the cervical and thoracic spine to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lamara, L-E-M-A-R-R-A, diagnosed him with, actually it's Dr. Lamara Brown, diagnosed him with neck strain, comma lumbar strain, comma thoracic myofascial strain, comma lightheadedness, comma nausea, comma endooccipital headache. Period, she wrote his x-rays were negative. Period, she began him on medication and immediately referred him for physical therapy. Period. He followed up only through 3-5-21. Period. On this occasion, he admitted that he had a low back injury in 2018 as he was carrying 400 pounds of vinyl with others up a step. Period, he was following with workers' compensation in Glassboro, who sent him for a lumbar MRI. Period, he was then being seen by Dr. LaCalle, L-A-C-A-L-E, in Woodbury, and then Dr. O'Brien. Period, he was told he needed surgery. Period, he wanted to return to the orthopedic surgeon. Period, he related that his gastroenterologist told him his bloating may be due to his low back. Period. He did not report any gastrointestinal history at his last office visit. Period, he had a recent HIDA scan on Wednesday, which was normal. Period, he wished to be released so he can follow up with his orthopedist and does not want to pursue physical therapy at that time. Period, his neck symptoms were improving. Period. Dr. Brown then discharged him from care. Period, she noted he gave inconsistent patient history of symptoms. Period, no medications were prescribed or dispensed at this encounter. Period, new paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Healy was seen at Inspire Emergency Room on 10-1-18. Period, he related being injured at work last Thursday. Period, the next day he had soreness over the entire left side of his body. Period, he had no relief despite trying to rest over the weekend. Period, he had pain and burning in his groin at an 8/10 level on the left side. Period. Urinalysis was negative. Period, he was diagnosed with groin and muscle strain. Period. New paragraph. On 10-15-18, he was seen by Dr. Cheng, C-H-E-N-G. Period. She did not find any hernias. Period. His abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended. Period. She ordered a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. Period. This was done on 10/19/18 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Had the referral of Dr. Bajarski. He had a lumbar MRI done on 1/17/19 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He had come under the care of Dr. Bajarski on 1/2/19 for possible radicular pain in the left groin / perineum. Period. He noted flexion extension. X-rays of the lumbar spine showed loss of disc space at L5-S1. Period. He then ordered the aforementioned MRI. Period. Dr. Bajarski's diagnosis was left groin / testicle pain, comma, questionable, radicular in nature. Period. The petitioner followed up on 1/24/19, relating he had no problems with constipation prior to the injury, but now is having same. Period. Additional diagnoses of L5-S1 left paracentral disc protrusion and L4-5 left foraminal disc protrusion were rendered. Period. He was placed on no lifting greater than 50 pounds and could use Advil or Tylenol if needed for pain relief. Period. The 1/2/19 x-ray report will be inserted as well. Period. He saw Dr. Bajarski through 4/2/19. Period. On that occasion, he reported being seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Zhu, Z-H-O-U, but did not want to undergo any type of steroid injections. But he felt that this was a, quote, quick fix, end quote, and preferred to have a surgical opinion. Period. He related Dr. Zhu was not in agreement with the use of medical marijuana. Period. He related working out more and feels this has helped his pain level at times. Period. He could continue to work at modified duty with the restrictions per Dr. Zhu, but he was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 2/13/19, he was in fact seen by Dr. Zhu. Period. She diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy, comma, lumbar degenerative disc disease, comma, and lumbar herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. They discussed treatment options including lumbar core strengthening exercises by swimming or doing machinery exercises, and possible epidural steroid injection. Period. He saw her again on 3/13/19. Period. He is afraid of the side effects of injection. Pretty brought, quote, hundreds of questions for discussion about the treatment and long-term options. Period, end quote. He told Dr. Zhu he has to see numerous physicians, including an orthopedic surgeon, who recommended lumbar laminectomy, comma, discectomy, comma, and lumbar fusion. Period, however, he did not want any surgical intervention, but he was also afraid of any long-term outcome as well. Period. He also brought up the topic of marijuana therapy, but he was currently taking CBD from a prescription. Period. She opined he had lumbar radiculitis due to a herniated nucleus pulposus. Period. They again discussed treatment options. Period. She explained marijuana is not approved at the federal level for chronic pain. There was no literature to support this medication for chronic pain. appeared, therefore she was neither against nor in support of the marijuana therapy. Patient was going to call the office to schedule epidural injection. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Healy was seen by spine surgeon Dr. O'Brien on 4/30/19. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the MRI. Period. He wrote there was a far lateral disc herniation on the left at L4-5. And a left paracentral disc herniation with annular tear at L5-S1. Period. Despite these findings, he had no lower extremity radicular complaints and no lower extremity weakness. Period. His back pain was currently tolerable, and he was able to work and perform most activities without any limitations. Period. Dr. O'Brien concluded no treatment was indicated at this time. Period. He had reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period. He returned to Dr. O'Brien on 7/30/19, stating he did return to work, but instead of full duty, he returned on a light duty basis. Period. He did well, stating his back pain was tolerable. Period. It had increased since that time. Period. He did not feel he could perform full duty work, which includes lifting heavy rolls of carpet and carrying heavy weights. But he felt he could continue to work light duty for the most part, but that the hours available for that position were limited. Period. Sitting root test was negative bilaterally, as were other provocative maneuvers. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. Dr. O'Brien discussed treatment options with him, including possible anterior lumbar discectomy, infusion at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. He also discussed the possibility of injections if his symptoms persisted. Period. He followed up through 8/27/19. When he had normal range of motion, flexion, and extension of the lumbar spine without pain. Period. Dr. O'Brien again discussed treatment options. Period. The petitioner was not interested in lumbar facet injections, and he is not in intractable pain, so therefore was not a surgical candidate at that time. Period. He is referred for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. New paragraph. The FCA was done on 9/24/19. Period. It found he was able to work at the heavy material handling category level. Period. He last saw Dr. O'Brien on 10/1/19. And cited these results. Period. That juncture, he recommended return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. New paragraph on 12/20/19, Dr. Cataldo performed a permanency evaluation in the amount of 50% for the lumbar spine. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Corona on 5/21/20. For the same purposes. Period. His assessment was 5% partial total disability referable to the thoracolumbar spine without respect to cause. Period. He wrote the thoracolumbar spine strain was superimposed upon spondylosis and intervertebral disc disease. For the radiographic abnormalities bear no causal relationship to this accident. Period. He made that statement because radiographic abnormalities of a similar nature are commonly identified in the adult population and cannot be attributed with any degree of confidence to a specific trauma. Period. physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. There was mild tenderness to palpation about the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic. There was mild tenderness to palpation about the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal, and lumbosacral is normal. Impressions. Michael Healy alleges he was injured at work on 10-26-20. Period. The respondent's entered to claim petition was that this claim was denied. Period. He was seen at Concentra and underwent cervical and thoracic x-rays. Period. He followed up with them briefly through 3-5-21 when he requested release from care. Period. He wanted to see a orthopedic specialist. Period. Mr. Healy has a history of a prior alleged injury at work on 10-1-18. Period. He underwent numerous diagnostic studies at that time. Period. These did identify abnormalities in the lumbar spine. Period. Treatment options were discussed with various specialists, but he elected not to pursue either injection or surgical interventions. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 7-9-20 for 15% of partial total disability for, quote, residuals of L5-S1 left paracentral disc protrusion, which contacts the left S1 nerve root, and L4-5 foraminal disc protrusion contacting the L4 nerve root, period, end quote. He then reopened that claim. Period. Obviously, the settlement occurred only several weeks before the subject event. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar spines. Period. He had no neurologic deficits. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the alleged event of 10-26-20. Period. Even if he was injured at that time, subsequent diagnostic studies failed to demonstrate any substantive objective compression, objective progression for the worse, compared to studies done for an earlier injury in 2018. Period. He now that is the end.